Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Culture Freedom Radio. Culture Freedom Radio. Culture Freedom Radio. Say this, Culture Freedom Radio. Yeah, what's up, family? How y'all doing out there? This Culture Freedom Radio Network is in this house once again. We coming in the house, man, to do our thing, do our thing, do our thing. We most definitely coming in the house right here to show and prove, you know what I mean? We got to do the knowledge on this thing right here tonight. Culture Freedom Radio in the house. But check this out, family. I come in the house just to tell y'all how y'all can stay linked up with us and stay connected with us right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network. And you can check us out, first of all, on Facebook. At Culture Freedom Radio Network on Facebook. That's obvious. Most definitely, that's obvious. Hey, you also can check us out right there on Facebook at Culture Freedom on Facebook. Oh, yes. Culture Freedom Radio Network and Culture Freedom on Facebook. You also can link up with us right there on Twitter, which I like to call the little Tweety Bird site. Tweet, tweet, tweet. On Twitter, y'all, at Culture Freedom 9 on Twitter. You also can link up with us right there on Google Plus at Culture Freedom TV on Google Plus. And also can link up with us right there on YouTube at Culture Freedom TV as well on YouTube. Oh, yes, I'm telling you. Hey, but most definitely want to go and check us out on our official homepage, our official website. That is Culture Freedom Radio Network, culturefreedomradio.com. culturefreedomradio.com, the official homepage and website for Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely in the house, y'all. Oh, man, I'm telling y'all. We just all over the place, all over the place. Most definitely in the house. Trying to do our thing, y'all, just help come in the house to help liberate the minds of our people. Yes, we are coming in the house to do what we have to do to help free the minds of our people. Yeah. We Culture Freedom Radio Network is hosted by none other than your brother, that it is, Brother Eric and Brother Sun Ray 9. Yeah, we are your gracious hosts right here at Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely, most definitely. Come on. Let's show and prove, y'all. Let's get it in the house as we do our thing right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network. Come on, let's get it. Yeah. We Culture Freedom Radio.
Say what?
We Culture Freedom Radio.
You who?
We Culture Freedom Radio.
Say what?
We Culture Freedom Radio. Let's
you
get
who?
It.
Culture Freedom. We Culture Freedom. About to bust the move. Culture Freedom Radio, we're busting the move. Come on.
We're gonna get it, we're gonna work with it. We're gonna get it, gonna work with it. Culture Freedom, make it work with it. Gonna get it, work with it. Gonna work with it. Culture Freedom, gonna hit it with it. I said, your boy, we're gonna gonna work with it. That's how we do it, y'all. Come on, let's start this show, y'all.
Oh yeah,
really succeed in doing what people think they did. They're saying nation the same way the people in Nixon's bomb is saying nation. But they don't know what sovereignty and indigenous really mean. They just use the term. They're not doing no battle. Right? When you get down to the bottom of the chart, it says, this is your nationality and identification card for the Morris Science Temple, the divine and national movement of North America. It's right there, ties you in with the law, with the country. If I was in, meaning incorporated in the in America. So you talk, if you're inc in America, you are part of a corporation of America. Now you can become the United Cooperative Nation of Moors, inc, if you don't say in America. You know what I'm saying? It means we incorporate ourselves, but not, we don't have to get a charter through you. And if you get a charter through him, then you step away from all of the original charters and treaties that apply to you. Because you're making a new charter at that new date. We've done that as a new Islamic people, so we know what it did. It trapped you. Right? And birthright for your Moorish American, etc., which all legal documents must, you can't use etc. on a legal document. You have 100 first law, that tells you right there, any court of law, they would use etc. They would say, you can't say, so what does etc. mean in a legal document? We honor all the divine prophets, Moses, Jesus, Mohammed, Buddha, Confucius. May the blessing of God, our Father, Allah, be upon you. If you, once you understand the laws of the government, you find out that there are treaties that say, if you are a Christian, you are a slave. Because by accepting Christianity, you are accepting the religion of the people that came into the country, not the religion of the people that were already here in the country. Native Americans, namely you, were here, mixed in with Chinese and produced the American Indians, who was another group from you. But they had you had your own religion. Your religion was not Christianity, was not Islam, was not Judaism. Your religion was in tune with nature. The Native America, or so-called American Indians now, the straight hair ones, are still practicing your religion today. If however, when you accept Christianity, Islam, or Judaism, you're accepting the religion of the settlers that came into the land, and you give up all your inalienable rights. The moment you have a Muslim or a Christian, or a Jew or an Israelite, or anything that's biblical related, a book that has not to date been verified or proven to be a fact beyond a shadow of doubt, you fall under their laws, in God we trust, the Bible on the altar, the hand on the Bible in their court. When would you tell them, I don't believe in your God? They say, you swear to tell the whole truth and nobody truth, help me God. You say, well, to be honest with you, I don't believe in your God. Can you get? You know what I'm saying? Because your God, of course, your God is interpreted by what you believe, not what I believe. Because when Dr. Martin Luther King got down here to Mississippi, the march, the crackers told them, we don't know, but they said, we're coming across the country in the name of Jesus. The crackers told him right on national television, we don't know what Jesus you're talking about, but your Jesus is not my Jesus. Now, they told the Southern Christian leadership right down here, your Jesus is not my Jesus. So therefore, the KKK sees the Jesus of their way of life, or the Confederates see the Jesus of their way of life and the Jesus that your mommy and daddy's talking about as two different Jesuses. So therefore, the law, anytime you find a black man or black woman, Oriental or Latin American, who accepts Christianity, Judaism, or Islam, he's accepting through their eyes and through their interpretation, and he's forfeiting his rights as an indigenous person in this land. He's taking as a Muslim, he's taking it back to Saudi Arabia. Because history will prove to them that Muhammad was born in Saudi Arabia. So you have to say that I am an Arab by nationality. If you say you're Muslim, you can't say I'm a Muslim and then say I'm a black Muslim. You can't say I'm a Muslim and then say I'm a Moorish Muslim. You have to say I'm a Muslim and I'm an Arabian. You can't say I'm a Hebrew Israelite or Israelite church and then say I'm an American in bondage. If you are a Hebrew or Hebrew Israelite or an Israelite church, then you have to be a national of the state of Israel. That's legal document. Everything else is Negro jargon. Niggas running off with the jib and are not doing the legal research. I can stand up downtown Atlanta and say I'm an Israelite Hebrew all I want. The government says Israelites and Hebrews are whites who came from Spain as the Sephardim and Russian Khazars as Ashkenazim. Now where do you niggas fit in? You can say, well, the bondage in the 6th century when the Romans took over Israel, they'll say, give us some documents, some records. some deeds, your family name. The Rastafarians didn't say, well, Haile Selassie, they'll say Selassie. Selassie is not a Hebrew name, it's an Amharic name. If he's a lion of Judah, he would have a Hebrew name. He would have the name David, Bar-Jesse, which would be David, son of Jesse. That's the prophecy said. So that's not it. So we got, the point I'm trying to say is we got to watch these tricks, because the man lets these tricks get into motion, so we won't be able to make our proper claims in this day and time. So as you go on, you covered Confucius, and ain't no niggas around here Chinese. And Buddhists, ain't no niggas around here Buddhists. I mean, you may respect Buddha, and you may respect Confucius as Oriental, but that's not true. That's why they gave them the term Asiatic black man, or Asiatic. Because the man was looking at Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Honorable Elijah Muhammad is obviously, when you look at him, not African. You understand? Obviously, when you look at Elijah Muhammad, you don't see African. You see a black man who has Asiatic blood. That's why they snuck Asiatic black men, but that won't apply to Dr. Khalid. Because Dr. Khalid, when he stands before the international court, looks like a black man, an African.
Right.
You understand? So things, when you start speaking as a group, you got to break down the different tribes and families, because everybody can't march into the office and make the same claim. Some people sitting here are African. Some people sitting here are Moors. Some people sitting here are Native Americans, things that we can trace back by characteristics, by genes, by blood. But nobody sitting here is Shabazz. Now, if we want to take the title Shabazz as the name of our tribe, then we have to find a descendant named Shabazz, find out what tribe he was in, and when someone named their child Shabazz, and when he broke off, and all those people that followed him would become the Shabazz clan of such and such original tribe. You follow what I'm trying to say? Reading on this card. May the blessing of God, our Father, Allah, be upon you. Allah is not God, and God is not Allah. You follow what I'm saying? The Quran tells them that Allah is Allah. Have no other Allahs before him, not no other gods. They use the word Allahat, a plural form of Allah. They don't say Allah is one, have no other gods. In Arabic, there's no Arabic word God. You understand? You with me?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's crap. And that, in a court of law, will make you look like a fool. And we can't be going for that no more. I mean, I can't. I don't know about y'all. I can't. Okay, be upon you who carry this card. I do by declare that you are a Muslim under the divine laws of the Holy Quran of Mecca. There is no such thing as a Holy Quran of Mecca. You know what I'm saying? It would be the Holy Quran. The Quran is wrong, and the word Muslim is wrong. Both of those are English translations of the word Muslim and the word Quran, and would render a different meaning. Because you took the Q off and you put a K. And because in the Arabic alphabet there is a letter Qaf and there is a letter Kaf, there is a word Quran in Arabic, which has nothing to do with the book that Muhammad received 1400 years ago. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, you're being entrapped with words that you went before an international high court and people start there and spoke Arabic and you said Muslim, they go, no, you mean Muslim. You go, no, Muslim. They go, no, you mean Muslim. There's no such thing as a Muslim or Muslimin. You follow what I'm saying? There's no such thing as a Muslim. There's Muslimin, Muslimat, or Muslim. So that's a trick that will get you caught on the proper or improper selection of words that are going down in minutes in court, which can result in a writ or the state coming up against you on the wrong use of words. I say I'm from the tribe of Shabazz. They will focus on the word tribe. And they will go, because you use the English word tribe, they will go to their definitionary and their dictionary written by those people that believe what they believe, and they will define the word tribe. And the Nation of Islam will not pop up as a tribe. Because you can't have a tribe with a bunch of different nationalities in it. It has to be one nationality to make up a tribe. The moment you open the doors to everybody else, you become bigger than the tribe. if a black man declares himself a citizen, he falls under either the 13th or 14th Amendment. Neither one of them applies to you as a sovereign nation. If all that, both of them apply to Negroes who came from Africa who were enslaved that they decided to emancipate or free. And if you accept that, then you accept all the abuse and the retribution was given by the Emancipation Proclamation. And you say, I don't accept that. I was never a slave. You follow what I'm saying? I was what? I was what?
Yeah.
I was kidnapped. Or I was what? Hoodwinked. Or I was what? Abducted. Now, if I'm a Native American, meaning I can prove I got roots in America before your settlers came here, because there was a guy called Pedro Negrito, who was with Columbus, which means Peter the Nigger, and he got here and spoke Arabic and Arabic with somebody when he got here, and this is in Columbus's diary, that I was here when you got here. Now, what they did is mess all of us, the ones that came from Africa, the Moors that made a treaty that came over here to protect America by sea, right? And the ones of us that was already here who migrated over here before it parted, before America and Africa separated and was already living here. He messed us all here right now. You follow what I'm saying? So we're now made up into tribes and families. Some of us are directly out of Moor through Mali and Morocco. Some of us did come over on African ships, not the way they portrayed it. And some of us were already here. You understand? Brothers and sisters who can say, my roots go back to Georgia, past the 17th century, whether you know it or not, your great-great-grandmother, great-great-grandfather was here. You own this land. And you can demand it, and you'll have to give it back between 1992 and the year 2000, the period of indigenous people. Why the president is apologizing? Why the president last week made a public announcement they want to make links to Africa. They want you to want to be African. Because if you want to be African, you eliminate your connection to Moors and to the Yamasi, Native Americans, of which the Washita came out of us. Because they came out from Wichita mixed in with us. And that's where they came from, through Oshito, French invaders. You understand? So that was the Moorish science that was put forth in the 1930s, that caused further enslaved them by calling them citizens of the U.S. of A. Because the U.S. of A, there's two U.S. of A's. The first U.S. of A was Virginia. You follow that? And anybody who has a federal job is working for the Confederacy. Any of you, whether you're a cop, CIA, FBI, I don't give a damn what they flattered you into thinking. If you're a black person, dark-skinned, woolly-haired person, and you got a federal job, you are working for the Federation. And the Federation is a Confederate flag. That's why they keep it flying over Georgia. You can be a GBI and march around office and pretend to us that they accept you when you go daggone well. There's racial segregation in the FBI and the CIA, and they abuse you there. And in the police department there, and the sheriff's office, there's racial separation and abuse there. And the fire department, all the firemen. Why? Because you're claiming citizenship and not inalienable rights as an indigenous person who has the right to practice their religion and educate their children the way they want. The moment you keep signing your name on documents and signing your way into something, applying for jobs and signing your way in, the further you bury yourself into a system that does not have your future in their plan. You understand? So that's the answer to the question. No, the Mormon side temple took us further back. The Nation of Islam takes us further back. The only thing that made the Ansar Allah different than all the rest of them is I went directly to Sudan, and you were there, and brought Sudan here. You understand the difference? One thing to be in America saying we're Muslims like the Nation of Islam, and don't go over there and make a what? A link. But say with it, and say with one thing to say we're Moroccan Moors from the Moorish Science Temple, but not go over there and make a link. One thing to say we're Sunni Muslims in America, or Shia, or Ahmadiyya, and not make some link to some country with a nationality, so you can say, but this is our nationality. So when you saw us as Ansar al-Allah, you saw the Jalabiyah of Sudan, the Imma of Sudan, the Azaba of Sudan, the Sudanese Mahdi flag, the Mahdi pigeon, the Mahdi kalima, the Mahdi salat, the Mahdi Ramadan, and all the symbols and trimmings that we were doing was Mahdiya, which can be traced back to a specific group of people in Africa called Nubians. Your father, which gave us more than just a religion, it also gave us a nationality. And to make sure it was confirmed, I went over there and brought the Prime Minister of Sudan, Said Sadiq, back to America to publicly announce the link between you and him. You understand? But Al Phillips ain't gonna bring nobody from Saudi Arabia to link them in. Like Farrakhan is not doing, what's his name, Gaddafi is not saying the Nation of Islam are by nationality Libyan. He still sees them as Americans. The Ansar Allah community will consider a nation with a nationality, not just a religion. You understand the difference? Because the religion has to incorporate itself and separate itself from the state. If you separate yourself from the state, you eliminate the word nationality, and you just become religion. So the first thing they call you is a cult. They don't call all the Mexicans a cult, because they come in here with a nationality. And I'm trying to tell all the black leaders out there with all this separation and hate, and stop Malachi because he's growing too fast. Y'all are missing the big picture. Your leader is outdated. The reason why a brother or the sister is outdated, because he missed the most important part of all existence. Change. Take off the bow tie. Catch up with the hip-hop generation. That's the new thing. Be in tune with what's going on in the world. Stop talking about what happened into us all the way back there. Unless you're using that for verification to get things done up here, stop telling me what the white man did to me. You understand what I'm saying? And let me add something else I want you people to introduce to the world. Can you do that? And this will put him off balance the way he's been keeping you off balance. You with me? It ain't that hard, I'm telling you. Now think this out. What's a Caucasian? According to definition, don't play word games, mythology games, and fanatical leadership games. When I ask you a question, go to some source where you can go pat, 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 pat. You understand? What is a Caucasian? According to the dictionary, a person who comes out of the what? Caucasus Mountain between the Caspian and Black Sea. What is the description of a full-fledged Caucasian? The description of a full-fledged Caucasian. The regressive gene at its most regressive point would be blonde hair, blue eyes. You stepping with me? Huh? So when you hear the word Caucasian, you should be looking for someone who had blonde hair and blue eyes. Are you stepping with me? Any Caucasian who walks up to you that does not have blonde hair and blue eyes is not a Caucasian, he's a mulatto. Are you stepping with me?
Right now.
You understand the battle? When you introduce this point to the world, the Italians, the Irish, the crackers, and all of them, you say, hey, you ain't no white man, brother. I'm serious. You ain't no white man, brother. You are a mulatto. Italians are. So they got brown hair or black hair and dark eyes, and they're not from the Caucasus Mountains. You understand? Now, define the word European for me. A person living within the borderline of Europe. So all of y'all who live in America and are second generation mulattoes calling themselves Caucasians in America, you can't even claim to be European. You with me? Right? And if you do claim to be European, and if you do claim to be Caucasian, then I claim to be indigenous of this country, and I claim to be a pure Nubian. And if you, got me, and if you will fight on behalf of you being a Caucasian or a white man, when I know you as a mulatto, then I can fight on behalf of me being an original Nubian and being a black man. And with that in mind, all those things that's in your history recorded that pertains to black people become by right mine. And if you can take your root from brown hair and black hair all the way back to the Caucasian or Caucasus Mountain and say that's you, the Aryan race, the Nazi, the skinhead, the KKK, and all those other titles that you say are yours that you must protect, then hey, everything that you can prove that y'all created, shaped, formed, ruled, or taught is yours. Got that? And everything that I can prove that I was created, shaped, fashioned, formed, and ruled is mine. Is that correct? So get the hell out of America. And get permission to pass through things. There's no way to get out of America without passing through some of our land. And if you go up to Britain, you'll find the strongest family in Britain are the Yorkshire family. If you look on the Yorkshire family on the crest to any of Jay Rogers, you see black people. So the York family of England originally were black people. So keep on moving past Britain. If you go on to Ireland, you'll find out the Celts were also Nubians. Boy, keep on pushing on past Ireland. You will eventually find yourself on an iceberg in the middle of Alaska talking to an Eskimo who said, and move on out of here. If you want to get technical, if you want to step to the world and bring them something new, if you want to renew this thing, if you want to set the record straight with me, then why hasn't Farrakhan told you that? That's what you need. You need ammunition. Bang, bang. That's the kind of ammunition you need to go and say, excuse me. What's this here? Black, white, oh, wait a minute, Oriental and other. All Caucasians put other except for those who have resided within the borderline of the Caucasus Mountain, which is the Caspian and Black Sea within their lifetime, and must to qualify be what? Blonde hair and blue eyes. Any other white person who does not have blonde hair and blue eyes is black. You know why? Because they consider any mixed marriage, the product of a mixed marriage, the child is considered black. Mulattoes are considered black. So all Europeans who do not have blonde hair and blue eyes are mulattoes, and they are black. I'm not trying to weave them into our vine. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying being they want to play the racial game or pull the race card, well, I got something for that too. Talk to me about who you are. And don't tell me you know Caucasian if you've never lived in the Caucasus Mountains. And don't tell me you're a white man if you ain't got blonde hair and blue eyes. In fact, just tell me who you are. Brother. You shake that tree, and out falls Brother John. Right down here, these skinheads. You shake one of that tree, a generation back, and out falls a brother. Who got there by way of a sister. Because they couldn't resist your beauty.
Yeah, I have a question about this necessary tribes, how they all live in, or the mess. I'm trying to figure out how the Seminoles live.
First of all, the word Seminole means those who ran away. That's all it means. All right? When you get to Yamati, it means gentle people. You follow that? All of these people were all men. All of these people came from Uganda over here. Uganda was called Genawa, or Geno. The way they get the word Ghana also. You understand? And that, because that included all of them. Let's go all the way up the north coast of Africa. I'm talking from Morocco to Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, Sudan, Somali, Djibouti, all of that straight on across. That whole middle part at one time was Timbuktu. Or one time was called Kush in the south, Ham in the north, and Nuba in the middle. And from the middle, Kush and Ham was formed way after. That's their biblical names they stole from the Sumerians. All in the one people. When they came over here as Nubun, the people picked up the name from the Native Americans who weren't here yet now. This came to disaster. Almac, meaning the importers of rubber. And if you check your map, you find out rubber was being used in Timbuktu before it was used anywhere else. And they transported the rubber plants here, like we did maize and everything else, and grain all across this country. You understand? And tobacco before they were African. We find tobacco inside Ramesses the second stump. If I'm trying to say it, so we came over and brought it over here and set up, so we got the name Almac. You want to see a picture of an Almac, you can see a picture of an Almac on the statue, and ain't no way in the world they're going to tell us they're anything but Nubian. And the catch is, many times they try to tell you that they're Orientals. Orientals do not have slanted eyes. Don't be tricked. They lack top lid. That's the catch. They don't have a lid on the top. So that would be very apparent on the Almac statue, because there wouldn't be no, brothers and brothers, there wouldn't be no dent going inside over there. Look at some of the person next to you. The line above your eyelashes is not on Chinese people. And the Koreans and the Japanese came out of them. Are you with me? So the Almac statues would not have a line over the lid if those statues they found here in America, they go back 10,000 B.C. before their Christ, was some form of Oriental. So those Almacs came over here, and you can see their faces today in Nuba. We walked over here before continental drift. You with me so far? When we got over here, we settled in this land, and we called it the land of frogs first. People often ask me, why do we call it the land of frogs? And I say, you only say that because you don't live near no lake. If you live near a lake anywhere in Georgia and most of America, at night, you will hear frogs constantly. They multiply so fast. So we didn't eat them, and so they was a pest to us. So we named it the land of frogs. People that were going, we were sailing at one time after it parted, we would go back because of an African tide back and forth. This became a vacation resort to us. You with me? And in our ancient language, the word for vacation was utla. Utla. And it's still used in Arabic today. If you walk up to a Muslim and he says he's going on vacation, he say, I'm taking an utla. Utla is where they get the word Atlantis. Because utla, twice, with at least noon, would be a dual and become Atlant. When Plato wrote about it, being Greek, they tush everything. So it became Atlantis. The reason why we had two is because we noticed the South America and North America, or South Amaxum and North Amaxum. And it became a Maxum when a group of Chinese sailed over here from this side, and there were Hexian. You can look that up. You'll find that the tribe of China, the root tribe of Hexian. That's where the word Amaxum comes in, and the word Amaxica, and a Mexico, and then Mexico without the A. What, you got it? These people were starting to get tribal names as sons and daughters were born, and they broke away. In other words, if you were my son, and my name was Bill, and I named you Bob, as you moved over here, that village became Bob's Village. Then Bob Ice, and then Bobbian. Or if you did something like move far away from us, we said they are Seminole. But the Seminole was still the Native American. If you live near the creek, we called you the... If you live near the Wichita River, you became known as a Wichita or Washita when the French mispronounced it, and then Oshita when the proper French. When the Louisiana Creoles pronounced it as Wichita, when the French put it into French, it's Oshita. The same thing with more. When the French said it, they said more, M-U-U-R. When the English pronounced it, they said more. When the Latinos pronounced it, they said Moreno. And it keeps going jumping around. So we got all these different names, but we were all the same people. Once the, again, Orientals, the Chinese of Hexian, came here, failed here under a man called Hu Shen, which you didn't look him up. Once they mixed in with us, and our hair takes to change from this to that, and then from that to, I don't know, somebody straighter. And then straighter, right? Then those became known as American Indians, because East Indians, who Columbus thought he was going to reach, set across the Bering Strait and came down to Alaska and mixed in up there. And those straight-haired people with two braids are American Indians. Dark people with woolly hair who's indigenous to this land are Native America, meaning you were always there. You follow that? So now, most of the tribes like Cherokee, Aniowea, in their language, they don't call themselves Cherokee, they call them Aniowea, which means we the people. Every one of those names, the Amorite or Tamahu, whatever name you want to give him, will make sure he never defines the meaning of names for us. Because when you define the meaning of the name, you can usually place people where they belong. You know what I'm saying? So we say, up there in Louisiana, they say we are the Washita. And someone says, well, what in Louisiana got to do with Washita? Say, we are in Louisiana because we migrated from the Wichita Valleys in Texas and moved there. That's how we got there. But don't just say we were there all the time because we wanted the land. You understand what I'm saying? So that's how it happened. That's how we got all these different names. So Yamati was the tribe of Olmecs who lived from Florida all the way up the Oconee, which is another name for us, and that was all our land. We were the original mound builders. We built mounds because we put our Miko, which is what we call our chief, a Miko. We put him on top of the mound, and the priests built had their house there to make them unaccessible by roaming beasts, which to us meant everything from human beasts to wild animals. So the tribal men or the clan women who really controlled everything was based around clan women, suggested that the Miko family live on a mound. So we built mounds, and then as we become creative, we use our symbols. We were bird people. So we made a bird mound. And we covered the hawk, the falcon, the eagle, which was really the phoenix bird, and we built our mound. And as we became all across this country, you see a mound, you built it. You understand? You still build mounds. Because the first thing they do is take a little Nubian kid and put that kid in a sand pile, or if you take a little Nubian kid to the beach, the first thing they do is they start pushing the sand together and packing and building mounds. Tamil will go there and start carving castles out and make a living out of it. Now even more he's making sand castles. You with me?
Yeah.
So that's how we got misplaced and shuffled around. And when we get back here on our land, our spirit links from the sun in the center of the earth to the sun in our solar plex to the sun above us. And the three suns start to move again. That's what they were talking about in that silly fable called the Dark Crystal. The Dark Crystal, it symbolized the black sun.
Right.
And that's why Hitler wore a black symbol with a swastika, which is a Hindu word, swastika, for cross. That was the black sun that Hitler was wearing on his symbolizing the sun in the center of the earth because of his involvement with Flugelhaus, which is a German word for the symbol. You know what I'm saying? So we broke off into many tribes, got many names. But all of our elders predicted that the day will come when we will gather again. Told us to look for Wahani, the golden city. Look for a white pyramid with a gold tip, and there you'll see the birth of or the resurrection of the black eagle, the long lost But they say buried over at Rock Eagle is a great Negro black eagle. I'm here to tell you he's not buried. And he's alive and kicking and doing well. And must put our spirit back in place. But talk to me first. Before I can put your spirit back in place, all those crappy spiritual links you have, I must eliminate. So you are spiritually tied into Christianity, spiritually tied into Islam, spiritually tied into Judaism, Buddhism, and all a bunch of stupidism and sillyism. I couldn't come along and just start telling all y'all are original Native Americans, indigenous people of land, you have a spiritual connection to make before the alignment. This fool's making movies about what I'm talking about, making me look like a fool. He got a movie out about me called Michael. Now he got a new one, Contact, The Fifth Element, Arrival, Stargate. Who do you think Stargate is supposed to be? Supposed to be me, a group of people who went off and took young people and prepared them to become God. And he came over through the gate knowing he intended to blow it up. To kill us. To penetrate our pylon, our gate, our stargate. To take us from that world into this world. Take us from their presence into our past, which becomes our present. But when you get on the land, you feel something strange about here. Say, I don't want to go back through the pylon and go back out. How do I stay where I belong? You understand? But inside the midst of us also is Suen's people coming in here to help him tear down the pylon. But we can't get through the stargate to where we belong. And that's what the key is. The power is too great. Everybody who gets in our way falls. Farrakhan announced he's becoming a Sunni Muslim simply because with right knowledge he has no place else to turn. And so instead of him coming here where he belongs with us, he's going to join blindness. Sunni Islam is blindness. Sunni Islam does not offer a nationality. He has nothing in Sunni Islam, whether it's victory, that pertains to you. Cut off the music. Stop the dancing. Change the colors. Stop this. All the things we do, the best of us, is surgically removed in Islam and Christianity. And there is placed in us the spirit of another's ancestors. You understand? Because the Sunni Muslim is forced to believe that Muhammad of 1400 years ago was a white Arab. Because that is what's in their hadith. With me? And if you don't accept their hadith, you're not accepted as a Muslim. So Ansars were not considered Muslims because we didn't accept Muhammad as white. So I had to be the monster of the Muslim world. The monster that they missed so much. Did they ask, how could y'all leave Islam? I thought you said we were never Muslims, brother. If we were Ansars and Ansars are not Muslims, how can I leave a place I've never been? I've heard y'all don't fast no more. When we were fasting, you said, them Ansars don't fast. That's a schism. Falling and worshiping that man. Ain't that what they said? So how can you ask me about not keeping Ramadan if I never was keeping Ramadan or Salah? And then I present a Quran and you say, this Quran ain't no good. Why don't you choose from one of these? One of the ones we prepared for you. But we don't need no nigga doing his own Quran. We need you to have a Pakistanian Quran or a Saudi Arabian Quran or a Turkish Quran. But no! We don't need no Nubian Quran. Don't listen to that nigga. He's crazy. I'm crazy. He's crazy as a fox, I am. Sam. Our time has come. Do you understand what that means? the whole universe is working with and for us as a people. Everything is happening on behalf of us. And the only ones of us that are suffering are all us who tied ourselves into a dead tree. You understand? If you're talking about a beautiful rose bush on this side, and a beautiful rose bush on that side, and a dilapidated dying rose bush on this side, just because you still see some flowers, well, look down and see that the tree is dehydrated. But black folks, Latino Orientals, are still tying themselves into a dying tree. Still trying to go, I gotta get me a good education, so I can get a good job. You can go to college all you want. When you graduate, they ain't giving you no good job. Stop fooling yourself.
Right.
You can go to the college every last Thursday in the month all you want. They still don't recognize you as their fellow brother, Freemason, or Eastern Star. Stop fooling yourself. Right. Come on home to your own. And give them back the spiritual link, not just the uniform. You hear me?
Yeah.
Don't just take off the top here and pop off that cross. Take off that spiritual link that you made to them that keeps you worshiping them and like a dying star, giving them strength. Don't you know when a star begins to die, he builds its strength by absorbing other stars? You understand? So if your pilot is not on or your pilot is dimly lit, to get the fire lit up again, you gotta put more fuel on the fire. What's one of the best things they use for fuel? Coal. Coal. What color is it? What's one of the best things they use for stimulation? Coal. Coal. You. They absorb you. They bring you into religion. And you see a Caucasian preacher, and then you see a black preacher, and the black preacher put fire into the church. The black preacher put rhythm into the church. The church is jumping, people screaming, clapping. You understand? Into Islam. They couldn't get into America. The Arabs could not get into America. You understand? But the Amorites were just too still. So they came on through how? They let the honorable Elijah Muhammad, who got it from the prophet Nuhu Ali, raise a nation and then default the nation, give it to worthy Muhammad. He takes it and he gives it to the Arabs. Gives our soul over to them. And tells me, don't worry about race. Don't worry about creed. Don't worry about color. That don't mean nothing. As long as they got everything and you ain't got nothing to worry about, because you ain't got nothing to worry about. You understand what I mean? By me, Warraq Muhammad, giving me over to some Egyptians, huh? And now Farrakhan don't understand or got an inclination towards an understanding that the whole purpose is to derail the Million Man March. You understand what I'm saying? Now, don't mislead me. I love Farrakhan's courage. But he can't see the game. He doesn't play with the big boys. And then he hasn't made those journeys across the burning sand. He don't know the games they play. He's a young man. And the whole purpose is to derail that Million Man March by pulling him into Orthodox Islam and turning it into an Arab fang. What's going to happen to all the soldiers, FOI, who had their lives devoted to the messenger and think they're following what the messenger wants by following him? What's going to happen to their soul? What are you tying? What tree or vine are you tying, my brothers and sisters, into now? Don't tell me about no Arabs. I speak Arabic. Traveled all over the Muslim world. Don't tell me they ain't no racist. I know the word Sinji when I hear it. Sinji is an Arabic word meaning nigger, short for Zanzibar. They only say we're accepting our brother, our American black brother Farrakhan. That's racist right there. You understand? How you want to be accepted in something that you say is yours originally? Hello? You tell me you're the original black man, ain't got a guy to make all the peanut butter, his father, civilization, the God of the universe. How does an Arab accept you into damn Islam and Islam was yours? You say Islam is older than the sun, moon, and stars. It's a black man's way of life. And some Arab gonna pop a white turban on you and say, now you one of us. Hello? That's what you're trying to tell everybody's answer. Hello? Those are not Arabs. Those are Turks. They're called Berbers. The Ottomans, those are all Caucasians who came into Islam, which was our way of life, when it was in its pristine purity, and poisoned it with their hadith and their traditions and their stupid animal sacrifices and what the heck. Stole this ritual from us, the Minaret, and took it to Mecca and called it a Hajj for Muslims. Stole our practices, stole the prayer beads from the Buddha, stole the Islam from the priests of Ra, stole the fasting from us, stole not eating pork from Egypt, but kept the chicken, because they didn't eat chicken either, teacher. You understand? Took it all, and then he's going to tell you that they welcome you into Islam, which was yours by birthright. The Pharaohs were Muslims. He said, what? The Pharaohs were Muslims. You believe in that Bible, they were. You believe in that Quran, they were. Because didn't the Pharaoh help Abraham? Didn't the Pharaoh return Isaac's wife to her and tell him all you had to do was tell me if that's the God you worship, and I wouldn't have just took your wife, because I worship the same God. That's in the Bible. And if it's in the Bible and you say you believe in it, I don't believe in the Bible because it's crap. Rather than don't do nothing for us, but if you believe in it, then according to that belief, the Pharaoh was already a Muslim. Abraham and Pharaoh was talking the same language. I don't see nowhere in the Bible where it says when Abraham got over to the Pharaoh of Abimelech, then he had somebody translate for him. Why is that the only Pharaoh, the Bible Pharaoh, that doesn't have an Egyptian name? He's Abimelech. Abimelech, a Hebrew word meaning father of the king. How come he have a Pharaoh's name like our Egyptian like Khufu, Menen, Osiris? Why is Abraham talking to somebody who's supposed to be an Egyptian pharaoh, you mean? Only he doesn't have an Egyptian name, he has a Hebrew name. But the pharaohs back then were Hebrews, because that was way down in the 36th dynasty, and they were Mizraimites. And Mizraim was the son of who? Cush, the son of who? Noah. If you believe in Bibles and Qurans and rhetoric that they make up, truth is truth. If you want the truth, if you want to mess around and live in fiction and fantasy and dreams and hope for another 2,000 years on the case of Christianity and 1,400 years on the case of Islam, and we as a people are not getting nothing out of those beliefs. We're not getting any further. The Nation of Islam says God, as Master Farad Muhammad, came in the person, right? Yet the conditions of the people have not changed. When it says in the Quran, Allah don't change the condition of the people until they change their own condition. Well, by virtue of the fact that the Nation of Islam set up the Nation of Islam to do for itself, isn't that an attempt toward the change? So how come their conditions haven't changed? How come Farrakhan is still saying, give me some money, honey? With God there. God makes things happen. You understand? God makes his people have money. You understand what I'm saying? And I will not be a pharaoh to you, a God to you, if I don't provide things for you that you've never seen before. That's what creator means. Making ain't got nothing to do with it. Making ain't got nothing to do with it. You understand? I can take things and make things. But when you flip open to what you're hearing right now, people have to say, guess what is Nawako? Go back 10 years, nobody knew. Go back now, everybody knows. It's all over the newspapers. Nobody knew that Edith didn't even exist there. It's all over the newspapers. Now they see that God's walking the planet. One thing is say you are God. Another thing is to do godly things. You understand? One thing to boast of a Pharaoh, the next thing is to build an Egyptian city as a Pharaoh. And the problem they're having when you say God, and I say I am God in flesh, the problem they're having is they want to define me saying God by their belief. And that's the funny part. See, he says he's Jesus. Jesus was a God. Jesus was the Son of God. Wake up. I didn't say I was the Son, I'm the Father. To all of my sons and daughters, to all the sons and daughters of God who came to you in the flesh. I'm not basing it on your Christian belief. I'm not stepping into your Bible interpretation of God, because if I step into the Bible interpretation of God, you would be confused. Because I ask you, where is God? You say, I don't know, he's up there in heaven. Our Father who art in. I said, well, how far up is heaven? Where is heaven? And when is the last time God did anything for you here on earth while living in heaven on a throne?
Thank you. gonna make it, gonna make it, gonna make it, gonna make it last.